sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, as the people of Elyria gaze in awestruck wonder at the Man of Steel's amazing defense of their city, Jimmy Olsen is in grave danger. We'll learn more about it in a moment. But right now, let's see what Dan McCullough's pal Eddie has on his mind. He looks pretty concerned about something.
Hey, Dan. Dan McCullough.
Yeah, hello there, Eddie. What's on your mind?
Hiya, Danny. Hey, look, see this model plane I just got out of a Kellogg's pep package?
Yeah?
It's a B-24 Liberator. Do you know anything else about it besides the stuff that's printed on the back?
Well, let's see now. You know where it got its name, don't you?
Well, no. How?
Well, the B-24 was flown in Europe a lot under the RAF, and they call it the Liberator. It's one of our largest long-range heavy-duty bombers.
Well, yeah, I know. It says here that its cruising range is over 4,000 miles. Well, golly, that's about as far as from Europe to America, isn't it?
It's farther, Eddie. You could probably fly nonstop from London to Chicago in a Liberator.
Golly, what a terrific plane. Well, thanks a lot for telling me about it, Dan. I think I better collect all the information I can find about it.
Well, gang, naturally, Eddie's mighty excited about getting a model of a Liberator bomber so soon. And say, that reminds me, how are you coming with your own collections of pep plane models? Remember, you'll find one right inside every single package of that super delicious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Now, it's made of colored cardboard, and it's just as easy as pie to put together. What's more, there are 14 grand models you can get. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for them. Not even a box stop. There's a model right inside every pep package. So be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Superman single-handed met the Japanese invaders at the gates of Elyria, determined to wipe them out. The troubled people gathered to watch the battle, and looking on, learned that a ruthless enemy must be met with ruthless force. But meanwhile, within the city itself, Stocky and his henchmen resolved that if they could not conquer Elyria, they would destroy it. And so they started to set fire to the houses, the public buildings, and the museums, beginning with Stocky's own palace. This furious blaze was the first to meet the startled eyes of Jimmy Olsen, Rev Peyton, and Hercules as they entered the city in search of Clark Kent.
Look over there.
It is the house of Stocky in flames.
Who could have done this? Surely none of the enemy has entered these walls while Superman standeth without.
Stocky himself must have committed this lowest of crimes.
Oh, but I don't see Mr. Kent. I don't see him any place at all.
Perhaps he too is without the walls.
No, he said he was coming back here to see Stocky. Leaping lizards. He must be in a burning house. I'm going after him.
Wait, James. It is too dangerous.
I told you it would do me no good to take senseless shots.
I'm not going to wait not another minute.
Rash youth.
Oh, Jimmy. Thou must stop him.
It is useless. Thou perceivest he heedeth not my warning. His friend is in danger, and
thou... Look, he enters the blazing building even now.
I may the heavens watch over him. Hark, the sound of battle hath died down.
So it has. Superman has indeed subdued the attacking foe.
Superman, he cometh nigh.
Verily, the courageous one looketh spent and worn.
Hello, Red Peyton. Hercamine. Well, I guess they're all taken care of now.
Superman, I...
What's the matter? I expected you to be pleased, but instead you look worried.
This is threatening, James. We are concerned for him.
That's right. Where is Jimmy?
He is seeking his friend, Mr. Kent.
Kent?
Oh, and despite all our warnings, he ran even now into yon blazing house.
What? Into that inferno? Great Scott, I've got to go after him. This is more of Stocky's doing. He'll pay for this and pay well. There we are. Okay, into the house now. Wow, smoke is thick.
Jim, where are you? Jim, answer me.
Oh, that roof is starting to collapse. I've got to find that boy. Poor kid, he came in to save me.
Jim, do you hear me?
Oh, there goes that. Button up in the front part, and if I know Jimmy Olsen, he doesn't give up easily.
Jim! Answer me, Jim!
Wait a minute. I heard something. There. Over towards the right. again. Him under a fallen beam. Up with that. Okay, Jim, you're all right now. Wait a minute. There, I've got you. Coming to the beam just pinned him down. I think all he needs now is some fresh air. Get out to the front of this building. There we are at the door. Take him out of this smoke in a hurry.
Up and away!
Jim. There, he's coming to now. I'll just circle around up here. It's okay, Jim. Come on now, open your eyes.
Ethan, listen. Where am I?
You're with me, Jim.
With you? Oh, Superman.
That's right. Now, breathe deeply. Get all that smoke out of your lungs.
I'm all right now.
I hope so. Don't you know enough not to run into burning buildings? I got to you just in time.
Yeah, but Mr. Kent... I didn't find Mr. Kent.
He's okay. You don't have to worry about him.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, all right, if you say so, Superman. Gee, I feel like a 10-ton truck's been lifted off my chest.
Well, you ought to be glad you do. That means your lungs are clear. But you better keep on taking deep breaths anyway. That's it.
Oh, I'm fine. Really, I am.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we go down then?
You bet. We gotta see what happened to the rest of Elyria.
Okay, hang on. Down we go. Down!
Hey, look, Superman. All of it's burning. The whole city.
Yes, Saki did that part of his job well.
Oh, but you took care of the Japs that were trying to get in, didn't you?
I don't think they'll bother anyone again.
Yeah, I saw you slugging it out with them. Gee, that was something.
No more than they deserved. All right, hold on, Jim. We're about to land.
Okay.
There we are. Oh, look. Rev Peyton and Herkimer running toward us. Let's go and meet them.
Sure thing. Rev Peyton.
Yes, so indeed, James. I was frightened for this.
Oh, it was nothing. I'm fine.
I am glad I am for that.
It was a brave thing to do, lad, but foolhardy.
Well, it's all over and done with now. No sense talking about it anymore. Hey, Jim?
Sure.
Thou dost not welcome this discussion of brave deeds, Superman? Perhaps then thou wouldst take it amiss were I to thank thee in the name of Elyria for saving us from the invaders.
Well, I'm glad I could help. But you know, back home, we've learned that it's our business to worry about our friends as well as about ourselves.
We in Elyria understand that too. Now that we have seen again that freedom must be fought for. Look how the people swarm now from the gate. Wonder and fury still in their faces.
But now, for the first time, they will realize their country is in flames.
Let's get to work and start putting the fires out.
Nay, Superman. From the bottom of my heart, I thank thee. But the homes of my people are already too far gone, even for thee to save. Whatever there is to salvage, they must start to do it themselves.
I understand, Herkimer. You're a wise man.
Even as we stand here, house after house goes up in smoke and fire.
Yeah, look at that one. Hey, that's your house, isn't it, Herkimer?
Aye, my son. That is the house where I have spent my life.
Oh, well, let's do something. Superman.
I will, Herkimer, if you say the word.
I thank thee again, Superman. But now I must talk to my people. Hearken! Hearken to me, people of Elyria! Gather ye water and sand quickly and put the flames to rest. They are your homes to be fought for and saved by you alone. Go now and do as I bid ye.
I Herkimer. I should have hearkened to thy words of wisdom long ere this.
It's not too late now.
Verily, it's never too late for life to go forward.
Come then, let us hasten to our work.
And so, even in the face of tragedy, courage and the hope for life surge up in the hearts of Elyria's people. Confronted with a ruined city, they do not surrender themselves to despair, because on this day they witnessed a sight which gave them new courage and new life. The invader has been repulsed. Now they fight to save what they can of their homes. We'll return in a moment to learn more. But first, here's a question for you.
Say, gang, have any of you gotten duplicate plane models and packages of Kellogg's Pep recently? Well, don't forget that you can always trade with somebody else, so that if you get two models of one particular plane, you can exchange the extra model for one you haven't got. Remember, there are 14 different plane models you can get altogether. 4 British ones, 2 Russian, and 8 American. So if you've been a regular pep eater, you ought to have a pretty good collection started. And remember, too, that you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these planes, not even a box top. There's a colored cardboard model right inside every single package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes. So, gang, be sure your mother puts Pep on her shopping list. And don't forget that name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep, the super delicious breakfast cereal, is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. Together with Herkimer and Rev Peyton, Superman and Jimmy Olsen watch as the houses and buildings of Elyria leap into flames. But Herkimer insists that this time, his people must themselves fight for their homes. As we rejoin them now, the people of Elyria and Superman are engaged in the heroic task of putting out the leaping flames and salvaging what little they can from Saki's tour of destruction. Listen.
See, Herkimer. Elyria burns no longer. Our people did well.
Nay, 'twas well done, but late. Too late.
Yeah, but it's not too late to get the guy who did this to you.
Nay, it is not too late for that. Saki, the cruel and treacherous Saki, find him. Find him.
Saki! Saki, there! He runs us towards the gate!
Well, after him, after him. Don't let him get away.
The people are around.
That's not so good. They might get out of hand.
Gee, they look like they're ready to burn him in oil.
I have never seen our people so overwrought.
Shall we follow them?
I'd like to get to Saki first. I've got something to settle with him.
But they caught him. Look, Superman, they've caught him. And the two guards with him.
Now they move towards the square. Let us hasten there.
Saki trembles. The fear of the people's wrath.
Well, he's sure got something to be afraid of. They're not kidding now.
But this is not the way. There are other means of dealing with traitors and war criminals.
Hey, well, look what they're doing.
By leading him to the very scaffold whereon I stood only a few hours before.
No, Herkimer?
Yes, Saki built that scaffold to hang Herkimer.
Boy, oh boy, some twist. And now they've got him there.
Hang him! Death to the traitor Saki! He has laid Elyria away!
Superman, this is not good either.
No, Herkimer. You stay here with Red Peyton and Jimmy.
Well, what are you going to do, Superman?
You'll see, Jim. I better handle this in my own way. Now, right over the heads of that crowd to the scaffold.
Away!
Hey, nay, him thou must not rescue.
People of Elyria, listen to me.
Nay, we will not listen. The wicked must be punished. Saki must die.
No, no, don't. You'll thank me for this later, but now I must take matters into my own hands.
He releases the evil one. He removes the noose from around his neck. Stop him, stop him.
Puzzled and angered by Superman's actions, the crowd surges forward. Why has he suddenly turned against them and befriended the evil Saki, saving him from certain death? Tomorrow, the people of Elyria will learn how Superman lives by his code of strength, courage, and justice. So don't miss the final thrilling episode in this exciting series. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.